The Waitangi Tribunal has heard that Māori were on the back foot right from the start of the COVID pandemic. Today was the first day of a special hearing into whether the Crown has breached Te Tiriti in its COVID response. Jamie Tahana is following the hearing.
The COVID outbreak has evolved into a Māori outbreak. 3,000 of the country's active cases are Māori, the most number of daily cases and by far the most deaths. The Māori vaccination rate, while climbing, is still well behind the general population. Only 72% are fully vaxxed. The application for the hearing was brought by the Māori Council. Its chair, Peter Fraser, says an inequitable age-based vaccine rollout, then a rush to the traffic light system, has left Māori worst affected by the coronavirus.
What this meant was that Māori were effectively late to start with the bulk of our population. What our concern was then, that the government would go to the new framework early. So the starting point were Māori were slow to get started, and the risk was Māori were then left behind.
The government has long insisted it hasn't failed Māori in the COVID response and that Māori leaders, iwi and other organisations have been regularly consulted. But one of those iwi leaders, Mike Smith, described the level of engagement as insulting. Patsy consultation, he called it, with decisions already made.
The engagement was characterised by microaggressions, sense of a Wellington exceptionalism, somewhat cynical view that what have iwi got to offer to this process, we're the government, what do you think you're going to do about it? That was the overall feel of it.
Mr Smith says it wasn't until the government lost control of the Delta outbreak that their opinions were sought. In Hamilton, the managing director of Te Kōhao Health, Lady Tureiti Moxon, says they've had to run one of Waikato's largest responses on the smell of an oily rag. She told the tribunal resourcing has been a huge issue.
Every response that we've ever had in terms of resourcing and funding has been slow. And we have basically used our own resources to make things happen ourselves. And that's been the big issue all along.
And she says it's only going to get worse.
If you think the tsunami is here, it's coming. And it's coming big time. And I tell you, even though Māori providers, Pacifica providers, have showed and demonstrated our ability to be able to do this mahi, we still need to be resourced to the point where we can do this without having to worry about whether you get one FTE here or two FTEs there.
The government has bolstered the amount of funding for Māori health providers, recently announcing $120 million for both the vaccine rollout and for the move to the traffic light system. But the head of the National Hauora Coalition, Simon Royal, says the funding has been piecemeal.
The simple fact of the matter, this is far too little money, far too late. This needed to be invested in right at the beginning of the pandemic.
The hearing is set down for the rest of the week, with the Crown delivering its response and evidence on Thursday.